This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I ask you for a quick favor? Nan's dad, Dan, has Alzheimer's.
Really? Oh.
He's got it bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? What does he do?
He runs around the house all day naked, chasing himself, playing tag.
It's awful.
Really? Truly?
He screams at the cat because she didn't vote.
Wow.
Every time he farts, he calls the fire department. Just sign it, please. 250. Don't make me beg you.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime.
That's right. You can't today.
That's right.
Sorry about that. Pixie.
Bottom buddies. Don and Mike.
Phone privileges have been restricted for one day. It's the Don and Mike Show, acoustic the way you like it best. All of us, none of you.
Right.
Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Buzz.
Yes.
I had a couple of little bones to pick with you.
I understand that.
Neither of them gigantic, but I want to bring them up here in this public forum.
Okay.
I'd like to know why you go on your propaganda program, like last week, about Stephen Colbert. We had a nice, big, long discussion about the validity of his presidential campaign.
Right.
You kept saying that the jerk-off poll says he's up in third place. How come you didn't mention that he's out?
I thought everybody had lost interest in it, really. I mean, we all knew it wasn't serious to begin with. I sensed...
So it wasn't a part of the deal that you were actually just crushed that his candidacy was over?
Well, naturally, I'm disappointed. No, we knew it wasn't serious to begin with. And I thought the consensus as a group was that we didn't really care and it was just a stunt and it was going to go away inevitably anyway.
I disagree with that. I think it didn't fit into his propaganda machine.
Yeah, I agree.
His conspiracy to do whatever he's doing.
I would like the follow-up, please.
All right.
If you're gonna spend a big period of time telling us about this guy, tell us when the other shoe drops, though.
All right.
That's all I'm
asking.
Well,
why did he pull out?
First of all, the Democrats wouldn't allow him. He pulled out of the Republican side. He was running on both tickets. Pulled out of the Republican side because they wanted $35,000 for him to get in. The Democrats just decided they didn't want him on the ticket, and they refunded his $2,500 entry fee.
I just playfully bust your balls. Now, I do have a question, though. I had one other question for you. Seriously, other question.
All right.
Yesterday, when you were doing the story about Jon Stewart.
Yes.
Okay. I had questions for you about that. You said yesterday, if I remember the way that the story was presented, Jon Stewart is paying his staff.
Right.
And so that means that they can work. And I didn't realize until I got home last night and looked at something on the web that Jon Stewart is paying his writers, but he's not paying them to write and to come in and do the show. He's paying them because he's a nice guy.
So they're not going to be in.
No, so
right.
They're
not doing a show.
They're only being paid because Jon Stewart is a good guy. And
it sounded like they're going to be in.
And there have been denials of this, but there are continued reports that Jon Stewart's production company, not out of his own pocket, but the production company owns, is paying the entire staff, not just the writers, but everybody on his staff for the first 2 weeks, since they'll all be out of work for at least 2 weeks, we suspect.
Well, when you had the story yesterday, it sounded like he was paying them to work, right?
I didn't know what to make of that. I simply said that he was paying them.
So, I mean, all right. So they're not, the Daily Show will not be on then either.
No, it's in reruns as well.
Because I felt really, I wish you would have said something yesterday. Did you know?
I was not sure whether they would be doing a show last night or not, because like you.
Or did you feel like we did, where we didn't know he was doing a show?
Exactly. I felt
where we thought he was doing a show. It sounded from the news story like he was going
to
pay the writers and the Daily Show would go on
and here's the thing.
As scheduled.
I got home last night, and once we got past the whole kneel down discussion, as always, I rewind the show in my mind.
Sure.
And it's, every segment is like, okay, perfect, perfect,
flawless.
Perfect. And then there was that last segment. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
We're all there saying, well, if Jon Stewart can pay his writers to come into work, why can't Letterman pay his writers?
Right.
And then I was sitting there thinking about it going, hold on, this is a union deal.
Yeah.
Even if
Jon
they
have
Stewart,
to, they, even if they're getting paid, they have to.
Yeah. Right. They couldn't ride on the side for him and do a show for him.
Yeah, it might not even be legal for him to pay them.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't
Plus
know.
Just,
I do know that he's paying the rest of the staff, though, at least during the first 2 weeks of the strike, because they won't be working. And he doesn't want them to starve.
All right, so That's all I had.
But I had the same presumption that you did, that I thought perhaps that since he was paying them, that maybe they were going to go ahead and do a show.
Now I was watching Regis and Kelly, and they were talking about this a little bit, and I guess this could go anywhere from a couple of days to 5 months. That was the real long one, went 5 months.
Right. Yeah, it has.
And so then the other thing that I wanted to ask you was, if Jon Stewart is doing this not from his own pocket but from his production company, while this is a nice thing to do and pay everybody during the strike time, can he write that off?
Oh, yeah. It's a business expense. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely.
It's not that nice.
It's not that generous.
A business loss. Well, it helps. I mean, if it helps them eat, if it helps the staff continue to pay their bills.
Hey, you know, and you know what doesn't help their cause publicly? What doesn't help the writers' cause is their inability as writers, as communicators, to articulate their position and why they want more money.
I thought they'd done it pretty well.
No, they did. How can you possibly say that? They're coming out and they're saying, well, we really, they're talking about the things that are the internet and also DVDs.
You need
come
a
out
guy,
with something concrete.
Hold on. I saw a guy today. Uh-huh. I think he's a writer for the Jay Leno show.
Okay.
It might have been during it. Did you see Ridiculous? Yeah, let's hear it for him. Did you see Ridiculous Jay Leno down there? Yeah, donuts. Yeah.
Yeah, big J.
Right.
You know.
Being the everyman. That's the whole New England thing, being from that area. That's Jay Leno, power to the people. He's doing that.
On his motorcycle.
And I wouldn't be surprised. Jay is probably going back to the producers, of The Tonight Show, going, I think you're absolutely right.
Who knows
I have to do the PR.
I hate to say
that about Jay Leno, but I mean, it's just everything I've read about the guy.
But here's my point. I saw one of the writers for The Tonight Show, and Mike, you were saying they don't lay it out in a way that you can understand.
That, I haven't heard it yet.
This guy laid it out in a way that I could understand. He said, it's real simple. Mm-hmm. Besides working on The Tonight Show, I've written for a bunch of movies. Do you know how much it costs a studio to print a DVD? 60 cents.
Right.
They charge $29.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like about 50 more cents.
Right.
And when the guy put it under those terms.
Somebody did that. That's what I haven't heard, though. I've heard this, what do they call it, new media?
Yes.
Is that what they're talking about, new media? Uh-huh. The American people can't relate to new media, really. Frankly, they can't. They can't get their heads around it. What they can get their heads around is somebody coming out and saying it that way. Give me the dollar breakdown. What do you want in dollars? Show us how screwed you are.
And stop and think about it for a second. How many times have you been like me? You'll be in Best Buy, Circuit City on a weekend. You'll see a DVD, and you'll say, hey, this would be good to watch tonight. And you pay $15, $16 bucks for it.
Right.
You go in a month later, 2 months later, the same disc is in the $6.99 bin.
Right, $7.
And eventually, it maybe gets packaged with a couple of others where it costs like $3.
And if you really, buy into the advertising and you want that particular film, you're going to go down to the local movie store, and you're going to buy it for $49. If you really want it that weekend.
And even when a movie Commando, okay, not the best movie of all time, but when it came out, I bought the DVD. Now you can buy an Arnold 5-pack of DVDs for like $21.
And that's in there.
And you know that even though the price has gone down, even charging $21 for four DVDs, that's costing them, just for the cost of the DVD, $2.40.
Yeah, and he's talking about 60 cents per DVD for production, getting it done, everything, and what it really costs.
To get it in the box.
Right. That's what I have not heard enough of. And I wish they'd articulate that a little bit more, because when they're talking about new media, and here's what I've heard, and I think this is the producer's line is what I've heard. They're arguing about monies that haven't even been determined yet. Have you heard that one?
Well,
they're talking about they don't know what the profits of this new media will be.
Producer doublespeak.
And because we don't understand what that revenue is going to be, we can't possibly give you the money that you want right now. And you know what? I see this one lingering, because they are really not making the people that are on the picket line are not making that good a case. And I think the producers are saying, yeah, we can hold out. Can hold out on them.
And the problem may be that they don't realize the fact that we as consumers have a lot more avenues now than just scripted TV shows.
You bet we do.
And scripted movies to hold our fascination.
And this is a big splash this week. It's going to go away.
I mean, look at the shows that we love. American Idol is not going to go off the air. All of our stupid reality shows are not going to go off the air because they don't need writers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the worst case scenario is what, Buzz?
I was going to say they're bringing back Anchorwoman, so that'll be fun.
Oh.
to help fill.
You mean really? That, not the same lady?
I'm not kidding.
Only was on for one episode.
I don't know if it'll be the same woman. I think they're to save money, and because they put some money into the production of it, and because the scripted shows have gone away.
Yo, Mike's happy.
I watched Anchor Woman.
Anchor Woman's coming back.
I watched Anchor Woman.
They're even turning back to reality shows they've yanked from the air and putting them back on again to fill the space.
I think there was only four episodes that aired of Anchor Woman, and they produced like 13.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they
right.
have, what, nine in the can?
They
come
got them.
On, Temptation Island.
But, Don, you're right when you say there's so many other diversions people have right now.
Sure.
It's not that big a deal. This is making the big splash this week, and then it's gonna fade away.
It's not going to be forgotten when people's episodes of Lost are not on. Believe me, it's not going to be forgotten.
Buzz, it will be, because Lost is today's... I mean, seriously, we are such an ODD society. Lost was hot, it seems, 5 seconds ago.
The Office, House. When those go away.
You know what? And I love those shows. When they go away, I will find something else to watch.
You're going to go over to the Learning Channel. You're going to go over to Discovery.
That's what I mean. There is nothing.
Going to go to the Food Network.
This is this is why radio was so stupid when Howard left. You know, rather than radio did the same thing that the TV things are going to do. You know, Howard's leaving. Howard's like, oh, my God.
We have to react.
Change right now. Change,
free FM.
No, change, no. Just continue with what you're doing. I know it's not the same situation, but you're talking about a knee-jerk reaction.
Exactly. And the thing is, people will be stung, and I don't doubt there are going to be people like those shows, but there's not going to be any upheaval. There's not going to be, people are not going to be lining up at CBS Television City and saying, demand our programs back. They don't give a rat's ass.
They'll just stop watching.
You know, it falls into the category of everything, of going to an amusement park. Right. It is a diversion.
My point about radio was that the radio business needs to look at itself and realize that radio is important to people in their everyday lives. Mm-hmm. But if you don't treat radio as something as important, if you don't treat radio... When someone like Howard leaves and you have all those spots to fill on terrestrial radio, when you just throw crap up against the wall to see what happens, you diminish what radio means to people. You don't realize the radio. People don't realize people listening to radio have 8 million different choices than they used to.
Right.
What you got to do is put some thought into it. Make it compelling. Mm-hmm. Give a rat's ass. Mm-hmm. Stop researching everything. Mm-hmm. Because people got a million different choices.
Yeah, they do, and it's going to be very interesting. I hate this, Buzz, and I hate to say what I'm saying, because I really do always land on the side of the talented people that write the TV shows. And they're, I think their brilliance is so underrated, and you have no idea that they really are everything in that industry. Mm-hmm. They truly are. But the fact is that they're the American people, the way the climate is now in this country. I mean, we don't think about the things that are that important. We really don't.
And
this is going to go away.
I'll throw it back to football. Mm-hmm. You know, when the football players last went on strike, they put those scab teams out there.
Right.
And at first everybody went, this sucks. Oh, we watched it because we're lemmings.
Do you think it'll be the same thing in the writers? That they will get scabs?
Let's say exactly where I was going, Mike.
A lot of people going to Hollywood right now.
Let's say we get some scabs and you get a show on that's not as good as The Office, but compared to everything else that's on TV, it's the best thing on. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're lemmings. We'll watch it.
What is the deal with that? I mean, do you think we're going to actually have alternative writing going on? You're going to have non-union writing? I mean, they could bust the union.
I'd be surprised. I don't see that happening. I do think, like I said yesterday, NBC is now looking at buying shows from Great Britain and from Canada to try to get them by.
Well, it's not bad. We do steal all of our best TV shows from Great Britain already.
Yeah, they've got some decent shows, but sometimes when they're talking really fast, I can't understand them.
Well, this is a hot topic. Let's see what's happening.
Uh-oh. But you said...
That's right.
That's right.
That's right, Clay. He's not taking any calls today.
Fantasy week number 9er. Here we go. Mike O'Mara beat Matt the Pollock, 89-71.
Absolutely incredible run. I'm on an incredible run.
Dead Man Walking John beat Bart, 113-70. Joe Ardinger beat Buzz, 116-82.
Ouch.
And your humble host, 148. Rob Spiewak, 102.
One of the greatest performances of the season. Congratulations, Don.
So here we go, Mike. Here are the... Thank you. It's just... dumb, stupid luck. Here are the standings now. in Mike's division, the dumb division. Mike's in first place, and Mike is 8-1.
8-1.
Wow.
Johnny Deadman is 6-3. Let me see. Matt the Pollock is 3-6, and Bart is 2-7. And in the dumber division, Joe's in first place, 5-3. Buzz second, 5-4. I'm third, 4-5. And Rob is 2-7.
When do you see what I have in store for you guys next week? I feel sorry for everyone.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. We do not really communicate about fantasy football other than this moment here. I am in the market, I will tell everyone, for a running back. I will
really?
Tell you that I am deep at wide receiver,
I
have an extra tight end.
I am.
But there are no running backs, are there?
Have you not looked at my roster?
Yes, I have, but I didn't think you would ever deal with me. I see that you benched Mr. Reggie Bush this weekend as you racked up your incredible 148 points.
Mike, I would make a deal with the devil.
Really?
I have many running backs, and I also could use a wide receiver.
Who would you be interested in as far as my wide receivers?
What if I was to throw out Reggie Bush?
If you were to throw out Reggie Bush, I'd be very interested in letting go of my, perhaps even my top receiver
Who?
For Reggie Bush.
Who is it?
Mr. Chad Johnson.
The injured Chad Johnson?
He just got his eggs scrambled last week.
He'll be back this week.
Somebody better, please.
Lavernius Coles.
Anybody better?
You know, Reggie Bush.
Well, you're probably not going to think this is better, but I've got Donald Driver.
Nah,
I'll throw in, how are you at tight end? Do you need another tight end?
His name is Dallas Clark.
Well, mine are Tony Gonzalez and Jason Witten.
Ooh. No, not for Reggie Bush, though.
Yeah, Reggie Bush is a premier...
And
premier guy.
I would have paid you $100 for LaDainian Tomlinson 2 weeks ago.
You know, he's good.
Has he gotten injured?
No, he's playing very, very well. Dozens of points.
He's sucking, right?
Yeah, no.
He cannot.
Don't look at me like that.
Mike, LT is sucking
he's
so bad.
He's had such a great year.
Well, just,
what's
so
happened
bad.
Is he's really found his place in San Diego.
I've got
and
Cedric
they're building
Benson.
The offense around him.
Cedric Benson.
You can give me anything you want if you tack some cash to it.
Well, I mean, so you, Reggie Bush would be on the table for you.
Hello, Don, at Mike's show.
$100.
No calls.
All right.
Reggie Bush is on the table. I'm loaded at running back, and I could use a wide receiver.
How about a wide receiver? All right. Because I was going to throw in a tight end and a wide receiver for,
oh, make a
for
package
Reggie
deal.
Bush.
Make a package deal.
I will offer you, on the air, as we're speaking right here,
all right.
I will offer you Donald Driver and... Jason Witten for Reggie Bush.
Ah, can't do it. Can't do it, sorry.
Lavernius Coles and Jason Witten for Reggie Bush.
Your wide receivers are not infatuating, are not intoxicating, are not, they don't do it for me. There's no
Damn
pizzazz
it.
There. There's no sizzle there with your wide receivers.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know if I can make you a better offer than
LT has had a couple really good weeks, though. You can look over
his early draft. In the season. I'll look at it. My God. I mean, he was like the – what was your draft pick?
It was number one overall in every league.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. He was.
So look it over.
That doesn't mean anything. Look at – well, for instance, the guys that I drafted, the number four pick, Lawrence Maroney, mm-hmm. Anybody can pick him up. He's on the waiver wire now.
Mm-hmm.
My first-round quarterback, Vince Young, mm-hmm. Throw him away. He's on the waiver wire too.
Buzzy, any running backs that you got?
I'm sure I have some. I'll have to check with my management.
Okay. Hey, Joe? Joe, interested in unloading any running backs? I haven't looked at your roster.
Not really. My team's pretty solid.
All right. All right. Very good.
Solid. Just like everything about Joe.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Okay. We got a break. We'll come back. Everybody brought their iPods in today, correct?
Oh, yes. Goody.
And today we got 5 iPods. No waiting. We have Joe's iPod as well.
Joe's iPod.
Yeah, we'll play Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
I like that.
And I want to write down, still not asked you about fat guy suit.
Yeah, I know.
Wrote it down.
I got it today.
Fat guy suit.
I'll model it for you when I get it on Friday.
Mike, we'll have plenty of time. Because, as you know, this is Ignore the Phone Tuesday.
Ignore the Phone Tuesday. I can't wait to talk about my fat suit without your participation, listeners.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.